if you wanted to find out what time it was, you'd ask somebody.
The time of day, or what time it is. What time is it?
All right.
Is that what you're
thinking? Yeah, one of the questions.
Yeah, what time is it?
What do you call this?
Wristwatch.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the time when it's halfway between 7 and 8 o'clock?
7:30, but years ago they said half past 7.
Half past 7? Mm-hmm. Okay, and what would you say if it were halfway in between half past 7 and 8 o'clock?
I would say a quarter till 8.
All right, quarter till 8. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
Mm-hmm. If business wasn't very good last year, you'd say, well, business hasn't been very good. I hope it will be better
next year.
All right. Or, let's see, not next year, but it wasn't good last year, so I hope it's good
this year.
If someone asked you your child's age, you'd say he's about
10 years old, about 10.
All right, the full expression would be?
About 10 years old if you were finishing that, but some, I think we cut things short and we say about 10.
Yeah, you
10.
Normally say just
you
he's
say
10.
About 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Or nearly 10, whatever happens to be the case.
Okay. If something happened about this time last year, you would say it happened
about that this time of year, or just about. Oh, you mean the month? Same.
No. I just want to indicate the same time, but the prior year, the previous year, you would say it happened about
this time last year,
or this time a.
This time of year.
Okay, you'd say this time of year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This time of year?
No. I'm thinking of this time a. Not this year, but a.
A year ago?
Right, that's
a year ago. About a year ago.
Okay. And what do you call the puffy things that you see up in the sky? Either white or black, depending on the weather.
Clouds.
All right. And if you looked up and there were no clouds and it was very
clear.
Okay. You might say, it looks like it's going to really be a
clear day.
All right. And if it were just the opposite and very overcast and dark, you'd say, looks like it's going to really be
A cloudy day or a rainy day.
All right, or anything else you might say to indicate the perhaps the mood or the
hot day, probably.
All right. Now, what do you call if the weather is building up, the clouds are getting larger and darker, and it looks like there's going to be a change in the weather? What do you say? It looks like the weather is...
It's changing, or perhaps you might say thunderclouds are building up.
All right.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago, the expression that my father perhaps would have said is, it's building up in the west, or it's building up in the south.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, of course, the weather,
uh-huh.
The clouds, the buildup of clouds. Uh-huh. And there are other expressions that almost come to mind, and I'll think of them after
a while. We'll get to some more types of rain in just a minute, so that'll allow you some ideas. If it's been cloudy and the clouds are beginning to disperse, you would say, well, it looks like it's going to
clear off. Mm-hmm. My daddy used to say, it's breaking off in